Ah, yes. It's our time, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to KIN Consortium. Ladies and gentlemen, our topic today is extremely exciting. We're discussing things along the lines of credit analysis, credit worthiness, versus credit default swaps, or loan options, or insurance policies on loans. Fundamental change that just happened today on May 4th, 2010, is something that was extraordinary. The European Monetary Union has chosen to ignore Standard & Poor's. Standard & Poor's said they gave a junk bond rating on a country called Greece, which fundamentally means that pension funds, mutual funds, cannot loan money to the government of Greece because they're substandard rating. The European Union, let me repeat, the European Union has said, ignore the rating agencies. Okay? This is an extraordinary day in the history of the financial markets. The Union of the European Monetary Union, that's the Euro, that's Europe, has said, ignore the rating agencies. I want you to contemplate that for a moment. The grading system for corporations, for corporate debt, for individual debt, for country debt, the instructions are ignore the rating agencies. You see, if you stop and think about what the regulations and the arguments that are going on right now on the Hill in the United States of America, in Washington, D.C., in New York, and across the country, people have been debating and articulating the concept of an exchange. Something for counterparty risk, something for transparency, something for clarity in terms of execution, okay? With regards to the credit default swap, the CDS, which was an innovation that says basically it's a loan option, an insurance contract on loans. It is a misconception, obviously. Europe has taken that position. I have taken that position. The majority of the fair market value economists around the world have taken that position. It does not work. You cannot put an insurance policy on a loan. It's either they're going to pay back the loan, they have the cash flow to support their business model that will allow them to pay back the loan. That's called credit analysis. Or don't give them the loan. It's that simple. This insurance policy on a loan makes everybody lazy and lackadaisical and puts people in a position where they're writing loans, nobody can pay them back. It's impossible because they're writing so many loans that they haven't done any credit analysis. By the time they quantify it, explosions in the financial markets like Lehman Brothers become normal. We're at the point right now where it's not retail risk, as in retail investors suing stockbrokers and brokerage firms. No. That's the 1990s. We're not talking institutional risk, where in 2008, pension fund managers' retirement money from around the world turned into zero. And they try to sue, and they have no rights either. Okay? Because they're institutional, sophisticated. Okay? Now, it's entire countries like Greece. Okay? It happened earlier. I believe it was Argentina a few years back. Entire countries have been written off. Okay? The fact of the matter is the insurance policy on a loan is fundamentally flawed. Okay? We're living in some very interesting times. You don't have to be a financial guru. You don't have to be a genius to be able to understand or discuss these things. I want you to be vigilant. I mean, there are people marching in the streets of America. They're marching in the front of Wall Street. They're marching in Chicago. They're marching all over Washington, D.C., complaining about how some people got a bailout while everybody else got washed out. All right? Fundamentally, the concept is called a loan option, a credit default swap, an insurance policy on a loan. It's impossible. Let me put up the articles, you form your own opinions, and let's discuss this. What's going on in Europe today, May 4th, 2010? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for tuning in, and I want to welcome you again to the KIN Consortium. Thank you very much for coming. It's our time.